You're listening to IPL 2021 Hotspot Special Edition, powered by Earshot.in. Well, what do you know? Lightning does strike twice at the same place. It was Kolkata Knight Riders on match day 5. It was Sunrisers Hyderabad on match day 6, making a mess of their chase, handing the victory to Royal Challengers Bangalore. Second victory on the bounce for Virat Kohli's men. 4 points, top of the table, and winning the day by 6 runs. Hello and welcome to this latest episode of IPL 2021 Hotspot Special Edition, powered by Earshot.in. As always, I'm your host, Chetan Narula, and with me all the way from London is my friend and colleague, Daniel Norcross. Daniel, your first thoughts on the game, because there's a very, very particular pointer that we need to talk about today.
Well, what a game again. And I tell you, something else we have seen here is we now know how to play at Chennai. We now know you have to pack the top of your order and you have to get all your runs in the first 10 or 12 overs, because after that, it gets harder and harder. You look at every scorecard, you look at every over that's been bowled with a newer ball, it gets smashed around. With the older ball, it gets so much harder to play. And so the captains become absolutely vital. And we had a really exciting conclusion, but an inventive one from a captain that has been given quite a lot of stick since he's taken over the captaincy of India and since he's been captain of Royal Challengers Bangalore. Virat Kohli is seen as an enormously important character in world cricket, but people have questioned his captaincy. Well, today he pulled off a masterstroke. The game was drifting towards the Sunrisers Hyderabad, but he read those conditions perfectly. He brought on the unlikely part-time spin, and wickets fell just when they needed to. It was thrilling to watch. And you know, I really rather like these games at Chennai. I was asked today, what would you rather see? So 220 against 218, like we had the Sanju Samson 100, or these games where your understanding of the match just changes as you're watching it. You think, well, against a hard new ball, there's runs here. This is 170 pitch. And yet it's not, is it, Chetan? It is not 170 pitch. 150 is a strong score on there. And do not despair if your side is, you know, 80 for one off 10. They need 70. Don't believe you've got it in the bag with 9 wickets in hand. It ain't going to happen.
As we mentioned, we saw Kolkata Knight Riders make a mess of things, and Sunrisers Hyderabad have duly obliged Royal Challengers Bangalore as well. Absolutely agree with you there, Daniel. Two horrendous, if I can say so, absolutely horrendous T20 batting displays on consecutive nights, really. Somebody was asking me on Twitter, you know, at least KKR fans can feel better. I said, no, I think both KKR fans and SRH fans should feel really bad, because this is absolutely horrendous T20 batting. I mean, nobody really wants to play the part and see the match off. Yesterday, we saw the top two batsmen for Kolkata Knight Riders scoring those big runs, and then we had phone digits after that. Today you had David Warner with a half century, Manish Pandey 38, then Bairstow 12, Samad 0, Vijay Shankar 3, 4 for holder, Rashid Khan 17, Bhuvneshwar Kumar 2, Nadeem 0, Natarajan 0. It's almost like, where are the runs going to come from once the set batsmen have been sent packing? And quite a lot to talk about, but first, you mentioned captaincy. Yes, Virat Kohli gets a lot of stick for his captaincy. And let's be honest, he makes some decisions which are beyond comprehension of the average cricket fan, if I can say so politely. However, there's this thing now that, okay, you know what, Rohit Sharma should be T20 captain. Now, you can't really compare IPL captaincy with international captaincy. That's the first thing, because the whole complexion and the whole composition of the squads is really different. You're not taking 4 overseas players. The dynamics are totally different. And for me, the biggest argument for Virat Kohli is that, look, in Indian cricket, a captain is judged in white ball cricket by the ICC tournaments. And the bare minimum for an Indian captain is to make the semi-finals of an ICC tournament. And he's done that. He's been to the final of the Champions Trophy. He's been to the semi-final of an ODI World Cup. And if you're saying he's a bad T20 captain, maybe he is. Maybe he's not. We don't know. But he's never led India in a T20 World Cup. So you don't really know where you're going and where you're coming from. So without him leading a T20 World Cup, you can't really say, okay, you know what, Virat, goodbye. We'll give the captaincy to Rohit Sharma. Where do you stand on this debate? You saw Rohit Sharma's captaincy yesterday, and Virat was fantastic today. As you mentioned, he took a punt on Shahbaz Ahmed. He held back Harshal Patel. I'm sure he was very enticed to bring on Harshal Patel, but he held him back. And Mohammad Siraj bowled beautifully at the death as well. So you've seen these two matches. Where do you sit on this debate?
Well, I've got to say that both of them captained their sides brilliantly on both nights. And I also want to say that so did Owen Morgan. And Owen Morgan has won a white ball World Cup. And he was up against Rohit Sharma yesterday. And I thought he took the complete different approach to Rohit. He went with spin up front and pace at the end. Rohit went the other way. Pace up front, bit of spin in the middle, pace at the very end. Ultimately, it comes down to the people you've got at your disposal and the opposition that you play against. And I thought what was good today about Virat Kohli's captaincy was that he actually did get it right. Now, when I say he got it right, he might have got a bit lucky because that over Shahbaz bowled. I mean, you know, there was some batsman error in there. Yeah. That there's no doubt. So he was lucky, you might say. But look, you can't diss him. He bowled on the bowler. The bowler picked up crucial wickets. It changed the course of the game. I think that it's an enormous problem for Indian cricket if Virat Kohli goes out onto the field for the first T20 in the world T20, not as captain. I don't think that's going to happen. I can't see it happening. It won't happen, much as people may want it to happen. Rohit Sharma has got a well-oiled machine in the Mumbai Indians. They know exactly what they're doing. They've won this tournament 5 times. That doesn't mean to say he's not a good captain. Far from it. He's a great captain. But his captaincy is made a bit easier by the players around him and the method that they've developed together as an 11. What Virat's got to do is try to fashion a winning Bangalore side, which doesn't happen, you know, and that traditionally doesn't occur. So actually, you know, the task that Virat has got is that much harder. So I'm sort of prepared to be a bit more generous to Virat's captaincy as a result.
Very interesting point because yes, and this is something that I've seen on Twitter as well, that you know what, oh, big deal, Rohit Sharma has got Jasprit Bumrah and Trent Bolt to bowl his death overs. What big deal, how's that great captaincy? I think it's great captaincy because as you mentioned, Mumbai Indians have developed a method. And you develop a method by backing a particular set of players. And that's what Mumbai Indians do. That's what Rohit Sharma's captaincy has done. And you look at what Rahul Chahar has said, and he says that I've been backed by the team. I've bowled to these great players in the nets. So it becomes easier and easier. And this is the one criticism that I have of Virat Kohli's captaincy. He chops and changes a lot. And now you look at the fact that Rohit Sharma has match winners at his disposal. So you have a particular method of winning games. Virat Kohli, meanwhile, is gambling on the likes of Shahbaz Ahmed and Harshal Patel. And some days that gamble will pay off, like today. And at some instances, that gamble might not pay off, which we have seen in the past 7-8 years when Virat Kohli has actually failed to win the IPL trophy. So here's this question. To shut everybody up, Virat Kohli has to win the IPL this year. They've started well with 4 points, but what really needs to happen to make sure that RCB go the distance? And it's very, very far off. We're just on match day 6.
Well, I'll tell you how it has to happen. And it has to be that if they find themselves playing on those kind of pitches in Chennai and they recognize a pitch that looks like that, AB de Villiers has to bat higher up the order. Because essentially you have got 12 overs to make the runs. You know, we have seen that. We've seen 4 innings played out on that ground in the last 2 days, and they have all followed exactly the same pattern. So you have to take the people that can score the most runs as quickly as possible at the top of the order, because frankly, it doesn't matter if you lose wickets because you're not going to be going at more than 6-7 and over for the last 5 or 6 overs. We've seen that in 4 innings now. AB de Villiers has to go up on tricky pitches. He has to be given a hard new ball. He's got to be batting at least in the top 3. I would say three. Maxwell at four today, I thought, played a really intelligent innings. I mean, it was quite confusing to start with. He started very slowly. He then got a bit of a hurry up, but then he like really understood the surface. And to get them to 150 was really important. Maxwell had banked and gambled himself on the fact that there would be some bad balls in the last couple of overs that could get them up to a competitive total of 150. I thought he like really nailed that. His game intelligence was smart. So I think Bangalore have actually got the building blocks to do it this year, because they've got, with Virat at the top of the order, with AB de Villiers, don't hide him at number five, please. With Maxwell at four, there's some serious, serious batting potential there to make the best of awkward pitches.
Absolutely, Daniel, and I agree with you. I mean, you can't really protect AB freaking de Villiers. You unleash AB de Villiers. Mm. And with Virat Kohli batting at number one and then Maxwell batting at number four, are you telling me somebody like a Shahbaz Ahmed or whoever he used at number three in the previous game, are they really better batsmen than AB de Villiers? No, they're not. You're absolutely right. AB de Villiers, both of us feel that he needs to bat up top. But then again, that is down to Virat Kohli's captaincy, and it's going to be a huge test. Obviously, you mentioned playing at Chennai. Guess what? RCB only have to play one more game at Chennai. That is against Kolkata Knight Riders on Sunday. They'll be up against a battery of spinners. So that'll be intriguing. But after that, they move to Mumbai, Ahmedabad, and then to the final leg of their league stage in Kolkata. So they'll be leaving Chennai behind and will be very happy for it. But again, how will they adapt to those different batting-friendly conditions remains to be seen. Sunrisers Hyderabad, well, always found them intriguing in the way they set up. What went wrong for them apart from a horrendous batting display?
Very quickly, and to me, it's absolutely obvious. You've got one of the best top order batters in World T20 in Johnny Bairstow. You stick him in at number four. As the pitch gets harder, that's not his strength. How Ridhiman Sahar is batting in the top when you've got Johnny Bairstow, it beggars belief. So you find yourself on those kind of pitches. And I say, make it really, really important emphasis on those kind of pitches where all the runs are going to be scored against a hard new ball. You've got to have your most explosive batters right at the top. That's the solution. Now, it might not be the case later on in the tournament. Ridhiman Sahar on batting-friendly pitches might work when he's opening the batting. But on something like Chennai, you've got to put your top three has got to be packed with your most explosive hitters.
I think there's the problem for Sunrisers Hyderabad, because in the past seasons with David Warner, Johnny Bairstow in the top two, and then they have Kane Williamson at number three, their batting becomes really top heavy. So by doing this or by going down this path, they're trying to find a better balance with Ridhiman Sahar at the top of the order and then Johnny Bairstow at number four. Of course, Kane Williamson is expected to return from injury. He's batting in the nets already, trying to get back his rhythm. So it depends how soon he comes back, because you can't really leave him out, can you? So it'll be interesting to see how Sunrisers Hyderabad get that balance right. It has been an issue for them, and it hurts their strength because they can only play four overseas players. So, you know, you're looking at Jason Holder, who will probably be sitting out once Kane Williamson comes back. So again, like I said, interesting mix. Looking forward to the next two match days. It's Rajasthan Royals and Delhi Capitals, a clash of two young captains, Sanju Samson and Rishabh Pant. It'll be interesting to see how Rajasthan Royals will cope without the injured Ben Stokes. Then the next match on Friday, Punjab Kings and Chennai Super Kings. What is the expected highlight from that game?
There's an awful lot riding on it, actually, even though it's only their second game in the tournament. We will look back on this game very possibly and say, well, whoever won that was the one that made it through into the playoffs.
And that'll be especially important for Chennai Super Kings, having lost their opening game. We'll be back with more reviews of the IPL 2021. This is the special edition of your cricket podcast, Hotspot, powered by earshot.in. As always, I'm Chetan Narula, and with me, Daniel Knockcross from London, signing off. See you until next time. Goodbye.